Krishna.
Today we're continuing reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita and the summary, concluding summary of the text given by Kaviraj Goswami. And in this verse he was mentioning how Govinda once stepped over Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which brought up an interesting question, which is the question of conflicting instructions coming from either same or different authorities. That conflicting instructions already comes from Govinda himself being a servant, personal servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Ishwar Puri was leaving this world, he instructed Govinda, his disciple, to go and serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Govinda arrived in Puri, and he conveyed this order, Lord Chaitanya was in a quandary because he raised this up with his associates because the sadachar, or the etiquette, is that one should not accept service from one's god brother, particularly the type of service that a personal servant has. Some occasional thing is one thing, but everyday service, massaging, cooking, serving, cleaning, washing, these are the activities of disciples, not the activities of a god brother. And yet Ishwar Puri had ordered Govinda to do just that. And so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was wondering, well, what should I do? Here are two conflicting orders. So Advaita Acharya replied that the order of the spiritual master is the strongest of the two. Meaning that often we may find that we're in a situation where we get conflicting instructions. In fact, we constantly find ourselves in similar situations. And they may be both very authorized and bona fide instructions. So we need to use our intelligence to be able to judge of these two which one is more important. Advaita Acharya said, yes, etiquette that one doesn't accept service, personal service from a god brother is factual. But it doesn't rate in the hierarchy of orders on the same level as the order of the spiritual master. So if your spiritual master tells you you should accept direct service from this person, then you have to accept that order. And in that way, Govinda became Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's personal servant. This type of thing is understood even in our society. For instance, if someone's very sick and you got to rush them to the hospital and you're driving downtown at 80 miles an hour and the police pull you over and they say, what are you doing driving at 80 miles an hour? You're only allowed to drive 25 miles an hour here. And you tell them, but this person's dying. And they're not going to tell you you got to drive 25 miles an hour. They'll give you an escort, and they'll be driving at 80 miles an hour as well. So, yes, that's the speed limit, but someone's life is more important than the speed limit. This other situation was during a kirtan, which the verse refers to, which also has this example of contradictory orders and how to deal with them. And that was in a large kirtan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was with his associates and people, and there was large kirtan going on, and it was very, very ecstatic kirtan. And Lord Chaitanya became tired in his lila as a devotee. Lord Chaitanya feels tiredness. And so he was so tired that by the time he got back to the Gambira, he couldn't really quite get past the door and to his own room to lay down. So he lay down in the doorway. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lay down in the doorway, and Govinda came to give him a massage, because that was Govinda's habit, that after kirtan, Lord Chaitanya's legs, thighs are sore, so he would give him a massage. But because Lord Chaitanya was lying in the doorway, and somehow or another it seems that Lord Chaitanya's legs were inside the room rather than outside, and Govinda said, please move out of the way so I can get in. And Lord Chaitanya just replied, I'm too tired, just do whatever you want. So so Govinda stepped over Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now, stepping over the deity, stepping over the Lord, stepping over anyone is actually not proper. Even ordinary living entities are the residents of the Lord, so if you step over their body, now you're also stepping over the temple of the Lord. And one should avoid doing that, what to speak of directly Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Still, that's what Govinda did. He stepped over him, he went in, he massaged the Lord, and then after some time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then woke up again. And Govinda was sitting there, and he was waiting for Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya said, why didn't you go eat your meal? Because Govinda had finished his massage. And Govinda said, I didn't want to step over you. Lord Chaitanya said, what do you mean you didn't want to step over me? You stepped over me to come in here. He said, well, that's true, but I stepped over you to do my service. But I'm not going to step over you just for my own personal sense gratification. So here the example is that you can break the rules of sadachar for your own service, but you can't break the rule of sadachar for your sense gratification. Govinda was willing to risk the reaction for stepping over the Lord, say, to go to hell, in order to do his service, because service is the life of a devotee. A servant is not a servant unless he has service to do. So Govinda was willing to do that, and that's approved. So in the contradiction, well, you can't step over the Lord, but at the same time, you have to do your service. Then the order of performing your service rates higher than the order of stepping over the Lord, and Govinda was completely justified. But going back the other way, yes, step over the Lord because you're hungry. No, that then your hunger is not justified, is not a proper justification for breaking the proper principle of sadachar. And Lord Chaitanya was very pleased by Govinda's answer. Lord Chaitanya always likes when devotees actually follow the regulative principles very strictly and they're examples for others. So here's a good example of how we should also think that for Krishna's service, ultimately, one can do more or less anything. But for our own sense gratification, we can't. And we should be very careful how, therefore, we apply these balancing arguments. In other words, that the argument that balances stepping over Lord Chaitanya to serve him doesn't work for stepping over Lord Chaitanya to eat your lunch. Well, these are contradictory instructions. We'll find ourselves in situations like that, and we must know how to resolve these things, because it's the way of the material world, what to speak of in Kali Yuga. It's something that we naturally experience in terms of personal interaction. And these values are the values of pure devotional service. The value is that, yes, Krishna comes first. For Krishna, I can do anything for my own personal sense gratification. I can only do those things that are pleasing to him. Hare Krishna.